Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. We're pleased to welcome to our program this morning from the Surrey and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service, the Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Education, Carmen Law. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
Welcome to the program. I hope you're doing well today.
I am. I hope you are as well.
Indeed. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. And as we inch our way toward Thanksgiving, I know it's kind of hard to believe, but it's here, basically. We want to talk about cleaning out your refrigerator. And it seems as we head into the time when we're going to be cooking a lot and having family and friends and maybe some leftovers, be a good time to get ahead of it and clean out your refrigerator, would it not?
That is exactly right. In order to make room for the things that we might need to put in our refrigerator to prepare for Thanksgiving, it's probably a good idea to take a few minutes and maybe go through and see if there are things you can get rid of.
Do we, in this country, do we waste a lot of our food?
It's actually really sad. Actually, about 40% of the United States food supply is estimated to be uneaten. And when we think about how much solid waste we produce in our country, 60% of the total food loss is discarded food, things that we could maybe prevent if we planned ahead a little bit more.
How does it happen? We just forget we have stuff, or we make too much stuff?
I think we kind of get in a hurry and maybe don't use things that are in our refrigerator. We forget there's stuff in there that might be foods that we could consume, and maybe we are purchasing too much to start with, or we just need to plan a little bit better. So when we think about the food that we have in this country, right now we have over 7 billion people, and by the year 2050, that's estimated to be around 9 billion people.
Wow.
And it's really hard to feed the people that we have now, so when we think about how much more challenging it's going to be to feed that increase in population in not that many years, we all just need to make a more conscious effort to be a little bit more, just to be smarter in making sure that we utilize the food that we have and that we don't throw it away.
9 billion is a lot of mouths to feed.
It is, and it's a lot of money when we think about
Sure.
the amount of dollars that are basically thrown away when we throw food away. That could be dollars that we could use to help us in other ways.
Our guest is Carmen Long. Carmen's with the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, and we're talking about food and how much food we waste, in a sense. And it's a good idea, I think, to talk about it now, Carmen, as we're here near Thanksgiving. And let's talk, too, about ways that we could reduce the amount of food wasted. I know we always talk about reducing waste in every other aspect of our lives, but obviously with the statistics you've mentioned this morning, food waste is a big one. So give us some tips on what we can do.
Well, one thing we can do is actually to shop our refrigerator before we go shopping at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Just take a moment and look in there and see if there are things that you need to use up, and then use those when you're planning your meals for the week. And you might even designate a particular meal as kind of the use-it-up meal. Thank goodness my family doesn't mind leftovers. We actually mm-hmm. refer to those as planned overs, because
mm-hmm.
I plan to have some leftover food, because that makes meal planning a whole lot easier.
Sure.
But I can remember we used to laugh when we were in school. They would have like soup at the end of the week, and we used to joke and say they would just throw everything in there that was left over from the week. And that probably is what they did, but it probably wasn't a bad idea, because it was a great way to use up some of those leftover foods that are perfectly fine and might go to waste otherwise.
Oh, absolutely.
So taking time to think about what you have and using those in your meal planning.
My wife makes a dish, depending on what we have, either calls it turkey spectacular or chicken spectacular. And I always say, this is delicious. What's in it? And she said, what was in the refrigerator? That's what's in it.
Perfect.
So we can make that happen, for sure.
We can.
What do we do to make sure we don't leave that that food and get it pushed back into the back of the refrigerator and forget about it? We need to kind of do like they do on the shelves at stores, right? We need to, when we put new stuff in, we need to move the back to the front?
Exactly. First in, first out. So scoot all the older things up to the front so that you'll use those and put your newer items in behind. Also, it's a good idea to check those use-by dates on your products, because sometimes just because you bought something more recently doesn't necessarily mean that that use-by date would be one further out. So just check those dates and make sure you use those before the use-by dates expire. Actually, those are just suggestions, though. If you have something that the expiration date has passed, it's probably still safe to use. It's a quality issue, not a food safety issue.
Thank you very much. I always have to remind my wife of that the expiration is just a suggestion.
It is.
Join us on Extension Today this morning on WIFM. Carmen Long with the Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about ways to reduce food waste, the food that we waste. And Carmen, how about, obviously it makes sense if we can freeze stuff, right?
That is a great way to save small bits of things. Actually, I've known people when we were talking about soup, and this is such a great time of year for soup, that they would have a container that they would put, you know, if they had a little bit of extra green beans or corn or different vegetables, and that would be their vegetable soup starter. Mm-hmm. And they would just add things to it and freeze those so that when they were ready to make soup, they would have a good basis to start with. I actually do a lot of freezing since our family size has decreased with our children growing up. Mm-hmm. We don't need a whole dish of something, so I'll put things into smaller containers and freeze those, and then it's wonderful to get those out and use them.
Oh, yeah.
The key is to get those out and use them, and you have to make an effort, as we were saying, to shop your refrigerator, also to shop your freezer, and to get those items out and incorporate those into your menu planning. But it makes life so much easier to come home to something that's thawed in your refrigerator that rather than having to start from scratch.
And if you go out to eat and they give you a huge portion you don't eat at all, it doesn't mean you have to leave it there. You can bring that home.
Exactly. Most restaurant servings are so large, often we'll share a meal just because it's more than what we really need. But if we do have extra, you can bring that home and utilize that in another meal. It's much wiser to do that than to have that food go into the landfill and just be more solid waste that we already have too much of already. So we definitely don't need to eat the whole thing at one time. That's more calories than what we need, but we can utilize that at another meal and it tastes great.
So, Carmen, say we have different ingredients in the fridge, not really sure what to do with them. Is there a way we can find recipes that puts that stuff together? How does that work?
There sure are. There's a lot of really good websites. There's actually the United States Department of Agriculture's What Cooking USDA mixing bowl. And with that particular website, you can type in particular ingredients that you might have, and it will bring up recipes that will actually use those ingredients. So that sometimes makes things easier. It's fun just to go online and search for different recipes. There's a lot of great ideas, and there's no reason any of us should get bored eating the same things over and over, because the possibilities are just endless.
What about when these are always susceptible to going bad if we're not careful, when we buy fruits and vegetables? What's the key?
With fruits and vegetables, and one thing that I thought was interesting when I was doing a little research for this topic, it suggested to also look at fruits and vegetables that might not just be absolutely perfect, that the flavor in those is great. Sometimes when you go to the grocery store, just an easy example is you can get bananas that are a little bit more ripe maybe than what you would use if you were just using those as bananas, but they make really good smoothies or banana breads, muffins, those kinds of things, and you can get those at cheaper prices.
Yep.
You do need to utilize those fairly quickly or put those in the freezer, but they taste great and they are a good way to get fruits and vegetables at a lower price. So just check out all the different options at your farmers markets, produce stands, grocery stores for fruits and vegetables, and utilize those in meals once you've purchased those so that they don't end up being money thrown away when you don't use those and have to dispose of them.
And good idea too, I would imagine, to buy the kind of foods that you can use in more than one recipe.
That is a great idea. We need to think about, if you're buying a head of cauliflower or some broccoli, you might not want to eat it all just as broccoli. You might want to utilize some of that in a broccoli salad or in a casserole that uses some cooked broccoli. So think about ways you can incorporate what you're purchasing in multiple recipes. And if you can't, go ahead and freeze it up front. Don't wait until it's almost to the point that it needs to be thrown away before we say, oh, I really should put that in the freezer. It's better to preserve serve it when it's fresh than when it's older.
And if we do at times overbuy, it's okay to donate that food to food banks, that sort of thing.
We sure can. I was at the grocery store the other day, and they had some really good deals on some cereal, and it was like, this is a good time to purchase some extra and take it to the food pantry. There's always needs for foods in our community. And if it is something like a produce item that you know you're not going to eat the whole thing, mm-hmm. find a neighbor that maybe lives alone or is in a small household and ask if they would like to have some of it. And then maybe another time they would buy some and share it with you. So yeah. it's much wiser to think about ways that we can make sure all the food that we purchase is eaten rather than thrown away.
A lot of great tips today, Carmen Long. We appreciate it. And I know we're all looking forward to a big Thanksgiving meal. And that's going to mean maybe some leftovers. We do them right, we can eat those and we can incorporate them in other dishes. It's going to be, I hope, for you and your family and everyone listening, a great Thanksgiving and some great tips so that we don't do what we've been doing. And I mean, we've been doing as a whole, which is waste so much food. We don't need to do that.
We can actually start doing some preparation for Thanksgiving this week. We could go ahead and buy any type of canned or frozen vegetables or any types of broth or stock that we might need, breadcrumbs, baking ingredients. Mm-hmm. Think about ways that we can maybe plan ahead a little bit this week to make next week be a little bit less stressful. And check out your freezer and make sure you do have room, as well as your refrigerator, for all those items that you're going to purchase so that you can get that turkey in the refrigerator and plenty of time to thaw for your Thanksgiving dinner.
Carmen, thank you so much. Folks have any questions, they can call you where?
Sure. They can call me at the Surrey County office at 336-401-8025 or at the Allegheny office at 336-372-5597.
With Allegheny and Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Education, Carmen Long. Carmen, thanks for visiting with us this morning. We appreciate it and look forward to talking to you again very soon.
Thanks, Danny. Have a great day.
You too. And thank you, folks, for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.